50 years ago this week, Hank Williams didn't wake up in the back seat of the blue Cadillac he'd paid a teenage kid to drive from Knoxville, Tennessee, to a New Year's Day concert in Canton, Ohio. They got as far as Oak Hill, West Virginia. He had a pint of bourbon in his belly, a couple of shots of morphine in his veins, and who knows how many songs simmering and a kind of low boil inside his heart. He was 29 years old. It's a little too particular to refer to Hank Williams as the greatest country-western artist of all time. He was one of the few songmakers of any kind you wouldn't be ashamed to call a genius. He created something that wasn't there before. Hank Williams wasn't a poet, as people say when they're searching for something grandiloquent to say about songwriters. He was a craftsman who struck words that fell into rhymes and lines like jambalaya.
Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Hank Williams was the man who made country music popular by making it something personal. In the late 1940s, country people were coming to the city. City people longed for the country, and people all over were picking up and moving, looking for work, losing love, moving on. A lot of people can feel left out and lonely in that kind of landscape.
When the time rolls around for me to lay down and die, I bet I'll have to go and hire me someone to cry. Everybody's lonesome for somebody else. Nobody is lonesome for me.
As Waylon Jennings once sang, Hank opened up his heart and poured out the part most folks don't put in. He wrote his songs on scraps of paper and on the backs of menus. He wrote songs while he was backstage, in the back of cars, and in the back booths of late-night canteens when most of the chairs had been put up on tables and another lonely man was mopping the floor around his feet. Shakespeare, Hopper, or Sondheim, has anyone painted more perfect small portraits of loneliness?
I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry.
In Nashville tonight, the Grand Ole Opry will honor the man who became a star on their stage and whom they fired when he became too drunk to show up for work. Hank Williams Jr. and Hank Williams III, his son and grandson, will perform together, which they just about never do. He left them, left us all, a footlocker full of songs that will play on in people's minds as long as the night is dark.
The silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry.